This year at Head On at Photo Festival, Samantha Everton will be presenting her new exhibition series, Indochine. Exploring the intersection of Western influences and Eastern influences, the series sees a woman navigating the conflicting cultural pressures. Samantha joins us now in its studio. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Thank you for being here. It's been a huge project, 18 months in the making since from the very beginning concepts. How did that journey start for you?
Yeah, look, this was shot in Vietnam in a studio, and it was a compilation of 18 months from the very first seed of an idea through to montaging all the images with cut-out collages and storyboarding the idea, right through to, I guess, commissioning artists and finding those unique pieces which are symbolisms in my images. I had someone... particularly Larry Edwards from Cirque du Soleil. He's a head costume designer, and he made the amazing elaborate Tudor collars and Elizabethan collars. And it's just collaborating with a lot of people and patience and time in preparation.
Mm. So you mentioned the initial concepts. So you sketched it out and then collaged it out?
Yeah, so I literally, if you can put yourself in my shoes, I work out of my house and my lounge room in particular, that's my studio. Mm. And I always like to mention that because I think that being an artist can be glorified, but it's actually on my lounge room floor. I'm literally cutting out pieces of paper and colours and putting them together. I think my work is often dominated by colour, and I like to have several layers to my work. And on the surface, it's bright and it brings you in. And there's a little bit of a comical aspect, and then as you stand closer and spend time with the image, it will slowly reveal itself to you. I'm in my lounge room getting all those colours together, and then I start storyboarding the image and drawing exactly what I want to be in each section of the series of work.
Yeah, what kind of inspired you in this series in particular?
Yeah, look, I did actually grow up in a multicultural family. I have siblings that are adopted from Thailand, Vietnam. And although this work isn't directly about my family, identity has always been a strong theme and a strong interest in my life. So I wanted to show in this body of work the unique blend between cultures and how somebody adapts in their environment.
Mm. Did they have any input in this show?
Oh, they're very supportive, and they know that my producing this work is... absolutely intricate and wild and wacky at the same time in the production process, and they're not there, but they're very supportive of the whole exhibition.
Because I feel like they would have been in a quite unique position stepping in both those worlds.
Yeah, look, I wanted to, show the meshing of those worlds together. And look, having grown up in that world myself with my siblings, I could see how each person adapted to their environment. And I think if you have a look at this exhibition from beginning to end, I wanted to show not only the person morphing into their environment, but by the end image, being at one with themselves.
The exhibition itself, though, it's called Indochine. It's a very interesting title. Why'd you come up with that title?
I think it encompassed, a period of time where the East and West were very influenced by each other, and I wanted to capture those moments. You'll notice throughout the series, I've got an Elizabethan-style image, and I've got one called Miss Saigon, and I really wanted to capture those moments in time, and I think that period of time where Indochine was the Asian nation as a whole really, really captures that meshing of cultures.
Mm. Does it? Because that was a time of colonialism, so does that element come through in the work as well?
No, I wanted this work to, to the viewer to bring their own self-experience to the work, and it's not necessarily about one culture dominating another. It's about the two cultures meshing together and influencing each other.
Yeah. So you mentioned before you worked with Cirque du Soleil's Larry Edwards with this, and you collaborate with heaps of people on it. Who are some of the other artisans you worked with?
I work with someone called Bizarre Noir, and she actually produced the beautiful and gorgeous headpieces. She's a milliner, and she works in Greece. And it's quite funny that I would I produce this work with people all over the world, because I do source people who are really intricate and detailed in their work. And I guess attention to detail is very important to me in this work, and so I find people who really have that intimate attention to detail in every facet of the pieces they produce.
Because, talking about intricacy, you You had some local artisans working on some of the bodices in Vietnam, and then you had a Chinese artisan working on the wallpaper.
I know, and I also had live snakes and live macaw birds in the set. I like everything to be in front of the viewer, and it was important to me to source things locally and to work locally in Vietnam. But it's my motivation in amongst everything that's happening on the set is that I like the end result to be the viewer can really feel confidence and immerse themselves in it because everything was happening in that moment.
You just mentioned there that you wanted everything to be in front of you when you shot. Is that a bit of your photojournalist, like, background coming through in a bit?
Well, I did start out as a photojournalist with Melbourne Times as a cadet photographer in Melbourne. Mm. And look, that experience really taught me about lighting and about how to think on the spot. But it also taught me that I wanted to move everything around. And as a documentary photographer, that's not what you're doing. You're documenting what's there. So, yes, it did inform my practice and I learnt my skills through photojournalism. But with this imagery, I really feel strongly that the characters in my story need to be immersed in the moment for the meaning of my work to really come through. So when I met Trang Pham was the person who modelled in this body of work, and I needed to find someone I felt I could work with, I felt who understood what I was wanting to express, but was also happy to have a 2-metre-long Burmese python around her neck and a macaw bird flying, who are rather huge, flying past her. So it's a meshing of all of these things together to give that realism in the image.
Yeah. Where did you get those animals from?
Oh, the snake the bird in particular was really hard to track down. And I ended up through social media finding out where the Macaw Enthusiast Club meets at a certain cafe in Saigon on a certain weekend every second Thursday in the month. And I went and sat there and introduced myself. And then they said, oh, come out casually. We like to fly the birds out in this swamp area on the edge of town. So I went out there and not knowing if I was in the right place, and it's 40 degrees, and then one bird swoops past me. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm in the right place. And then a motorbike comes past with cages of birds on the back, and then they basically exercise the birds here. Every element of my work that I sourced in Vietnam was just a journey in itself. Finding an albino python and is just quite unique to do that.
Was there a reason why you wanted to work with animals in particular in this series?
I think the animals bring an element to the image of symbolism and of mystery. And it was really important. I can't separate the fact that I do like colour as well. Mm. And these animals bring this energy and this colour to the images. And I always like to say that my work is organised spontaneity. As you mentioned before, it's 18 months in the process to get to this point, but the actual moment is only a few seconds. Mm. And you've got 90% of it planned. You've got the wallpapers, you've got the costumes, you've got the model, and then you've got the bird. But the bird has to perform in that moment. So it's really, organised spontaneity, and those last few seconds are patience. It's all about patience.
Yeah. I find it interesting because, like, when people think of Asia, there's some things, exotic, which can be a little problematic, especially when you have such exotic animals featured in it.
Yeah.
So how do you kind of tiptoe that line?
Look, I'm not trying to stereotype Asia in any way at all. Mm. Throughout history of time in all nations, birds have certain symbolism, and I think that comes across in the work without stereotyping anybody. And you'll notice as the work progresses that, as I mentioned, the character in my story becomes at one with herself rather than influenced by her setting.
Yeah, because you go through quite a few eras in this series. Which eras are you kind of travelling through?
Oh, look, broadly speaking, it's from Victorian era through Tudor, through Elizabethan. And then I come into the 19th and 20th century, and I'm depicting the 1920s, the 1950s, the 1970s. And I just think it's a progression that anybody can relate to. In our lives, we all at various points challenge our identity, no matter if we come from the country or the city or, different cultural heritage. And I like to bring that through those periods of time to the present time and just show that unique moment and how we become ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, across the ages, there's always been that mishmash of multiculturalism.
Yeah.
And now people, especially now when we're having a lot of talks about race, culture, appropriation, appreciation. Did you want to bring that out as well in this work?
Look, I guess in a certain sense, I want people to bring their own self to the images. I don't want to dictate with each image what it's about or how they should feel about it. So I want to put it out there, and I want to show those worlds meshing together. But I'm not wanting to comment on the way people are idealized in a certain way in certain periods of time or their culture. I just want people to bring themselves to each image. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Samantha, thank you so much for joining us here today. It's a beautifully stunning set of images. Can't wait to see it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
But thank you again.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.